Viter in Shas. We're in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Zayin, picking up on Tezan with Beis by the bottom of the page, like 10 lines up by the two dots. Amar Rav Avo, Amar Reb Yochanan. Hamotzi Shachov, Shuk Samogu, defines a Shachov. That means in it says Plony owes Plony money. Then what does he do? Alpha Bicha Kosov Bohempic, even though there's a hempic, means it's certified. It's a certified document. Lo Yach, so the Bible, don't give it back to the Bailam. Lo mi boy hecha de lo kasav hempik. We don't have to say this where there was no hempik written. The hekel meimer kasav lo vosalalava, because we could say that maybe they wrote that they're going to lend the money, but they actually didn't lend the money, and then he comes can be gofim lekucha shelo kaden. Ella afilu kasav bo hempik, even if there is a hempik, you can't go and do it. My new de mekuyim. And what does it mean? My what does that mean that it was my new? Was it mean de mekuyim that it was certified? Lo yachsir. You don't go ahead and you don't return it. Chashin l'peiron, because worried maybe it's already paid off. And then it's going to be again the golden mekucha shel kedin, because now everything is done and now it's like a loan that happened after the fact and you can't go ahead and take the from lekuchos if it's way after. Says Gemara, Eisvi Rabbi Yirmi l'Ravo, Kol Maisa Bezdin. What do you mean? Any Maisa Bezdin. Whenever you have a shtar that comes from Bezdin, harizi yachsir. You can go ahead and you return it, give it back to the Baal Chov. To the creditor, which goes against Rav Avoh over here, that says that if you do not go and you don't return it. Harmalay says back to him, Yirmiyah Bari, Yirmiyah my son, local Maisa Bezin Shavim. Don't equate all different types of Maisa Bezin. Now look, you're going to Huchsik Kafran. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the one who owed the money, the one who's in debt, we already established that this guy is a liar. Rashi says, Love, this love is Kafran Pamacheres. He denied a different time. Lefikach ein nam on lomer parati. We don't trust him when he says I paid it back. But he tanan yachser on that says that you return it. Otherwise, if the guy is not considered a liar, so then we say we trust this guy when he says it's paid, and you can't go and return it for him to lose out, you know, a second time. It says Gemara Marava Mishum Dhosa Kafran Chad Zimna. Sulo para klal, and because this guy was one time assumed to be, came out to be that he's a liar. So what does that mean? He's never going to go and pay. He's never going to pay. He's, in other words, we're assuming. Rashi says here, bitamia vi chashin leperon zev. If you're worried about this paying, shalom nisar lishmoshtar yafsid. He's going to end up losing out. What, you think he's never going to go and pay back? Elo amarava masnisim b'shtar chaltasa v'adrachta. Ukede Rabbi Zera, the Mishnah that says that the shtar is returned is talking about a chaltasa, that's a foreclosure, which we saw the other day, and the vadrachta is like the ability to go and seize the property, to go and to take it. Ukede Rabbi Zera, it goes according to the Rabbi Zera that we saw earlier, that we're not worried that these were already paid off. Period. Now, the kafran. And by the concept of a kofer, a liar over here, holva asli yadon. Since we spoke about this name of Bemel, so let's talk about it a little more. Damar Rav Yosef Bar Min Yuni Amar Rav Nachman Amru Lo. Let's say the Bezdin goes to the guy who owes the money to the love, and say tain lo, and they said to him, go and pay the money. You owe this guy money, pay him. Beep, turn the page. Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Va'amar parati, and he says, already, I paid him already. I says la'achar is mine. I say it immediately, obviously, because now they're telling him. And then Parati says, I'll be bezin. I paid what I have to pay. Ne'eman, we believe this guy. Rashi says, u'b'shavuos heses. He has to swear, but we go ahead and then we go and we believe it and we're good to go. Ba malve lichtov, if let's say afterwards, the malve, the one who lent the money, afterwards, he comes, pardon, ba malve lichtov, if after we already told this guy, the Lovet, to go and pay, and the Malvinah wants to get this document to say that you know what the psak was, we don't go and give it to him because maybe he already paid it off, and the court's not gonna write this what the din was, because then he can maybe go and use it to say that he still owes it to him. Chayev ata liten lo, as opposed to say. Now it says chayev, you know, you're obligated to go and pay him. Vomer Pratin said, yeah, I paid in on him, and then we don't go and believe him. We don't believe that he paid it off in such a case. Chayev is a lashon of like, you know, you got to do it. Say is like, do it right this second. So, because maybe he didn't pay if he's not telling him to actually go ahead and do it right now. So, therefore, if somebody says, I paid, you know, Neman, we don't believe him. Ba malve lichtov, and if he wants to get this document about the din, then, you know, what's a psak there, then kosum, so we go ahead and we actually write it for him and we give it to him. Rav Zvid Mishved Rav Nachman Amar, Either way, any type of lashon used there, v'amar prati, and he goes and he says, I paid it up. Naman, we believe this guy. No matter what, those one of those in both those lashonos. Bama v'lichtov, and he wants to go right, then in kosov nasal, we don't go and give it to him. Ella, ika l'flugi, if you want to say there's a machlokas between them, hachi hudeka flugi, this is where you can see the difference between the two. Armalot seitein lo, if the basin says go and give it to him, Vama prati, and he said, I paid it back. You know, you told me to do it, I paid it back. V'aidim me'idim oso che'ein shaloparu. If Edom come and say that I actually didn't pay it back when he was asked to do it, Rashi says, b'faneinu tavu l'farlo, it was in front of us he asked to do it, al pi bezin, v'lo paru, and he didn't pay it. Hol b'faneim he'ez lav or al pi bezin, since in front of their face they had such a brazenness to go and lie in front of them, enu naman shuv lomar prati shal b'edim, we don't believe him to say that he did it without Edom. The amhuchsa kafran lo, so mammon, he becomes a kafran for that mammon. Chayavat alitin lo, but if they say you have to go and give it to them, not say, but chayavat alitin lo. But Rambati says, yeah, I paid it up. The edim edim asoshal lo paro, and the edim say that we know that he didn't do it. Lohuchsa kafran lo, so mammon, he doesn't become a kafran for that mammon. My time, how come? Because ishtamute hu ka mishtamut mine, because he's just trying to push it off a little bit. You don't know what I'm not doing, what the things I'm doing out in front of you. You know, we didn't get the base. This is not based in telling me I have to go and do it yet. They're just saying that, not, they didn't say, they just said chayef. And therefore, I'm working it out, I'm going to pay later. Savar adam bira, he's thinking, I'm not going to pay until the dayam, all these rabbis over here, the judges, will check into my case more, a little bit more, and they didn't tell me to do it. So therefore, they're going to give another din, and if I don't have to come pay, that's why he said it. So I go to you and I say, hey, you have a mana that's of mine in your hands. In other words, yomi a mana. Vahala, and the other guy says back, there's nothing of yours that's in my hand. In other words, like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what do you mean, man? You owe me $100. He says, no, I never took any money. I don't have anything. The Edom, Edom Association. And then the Edom say, no, that's true. You did take from him. Right, so I come to him like, hey, pay up, man. He's like, nah, I got nothing. Then the Edom say, yeah, you do. The Chazav Om Prati, they go, oh, yeah, right, yeah, I paid you back already. The Edom already testified, but now you're going to say, yeah, I paid you back. Huchsa kafran los amaman, it becomes a kafran for that money. And we don't believe it was paid back, and so he has to go, he has to pay it. Story time. He had the Shabtai Brei de Rebbe Marinos. This is like the story of Shabtai, the son of Marinos. Kasef la lekalse itzel de milsa b'ksubasa. He wrote for his future, for his daughter-in-law in the ksuba. They're gonna have a nice, rashi's lavush, like a nice clothing, nice type of clothing made out of wool. Mekibla alei, and he accepted as a chiyav upon himself to do this. Irkas ksubasa. Then she ended up losing her ksuba, and amilahu lohi dvar melam. And she basically said, okay, give me my nice coat over here. And he's like, what do you mean, la dam? Never happened over here. Lohi dvar melam, I never offered, said I was going to do that. Asu sadiv, and then Adam comes and says, in kasavla, he actually did write in the original ksuba, which is lost. Lasof amar lohu, oh, right, yeah, it's true, I did. But I also paid it off. I gave it to her already. Asu lakim et revchia, kim for revchia, and amar lay. He said, "Huchsa kafran los itzla." He's muchsak to be a kafran, to be this liar for this, and we don't trust him. And if you want to get out of it, you got to bring some sort of edim. Rashi says, "Huchsa kafran los itzla ad shiapara." You gotta pay up now. Another story. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'ya chayev l'chaver shvuah. Let's say you have a person who's chayev to swear a shvuah to his friend. Va'amar, and he says, no, I already swore. If Edom, Edom was social lunch, but Edom comes and say, actually, you didn't swear. We were there when they told to do it, and then you didn't do it. Huchsa kafran los shvuah becomes a kafran for that particular shvuah. Amruah coming to Rabbi Avuah. Amalui said to them, Mistaber milsa to Rabbi Avin. What makes sense that that case that he's talking about is Shenes chayv shvuah bebezin, is when he became chayv to make a shvuah in bezin. Rashi says, the came in the tovu be'edom l'kayim divri bezin velo ava. In Bezin, since you have Edom over there, he didn't want to do what the court told him to do when he was called to go and swear, so he's not believed after the fact to say they actually swore. But if he, you know, is mechayev himself to make a shvuah, Rashi she'amar lo, ishava lecham, and I swear, v'tovu be'edom, v'lo ava, So in such a case where he's mechayev himself a swear, and Naaman, he's going to be believed, and this is even if he didn't do it in front of them, he's still going to be believed. Of an inchi demikri va'amer, because a person will go and say, you know, be able to, this could have a taina. The fact that he didn't go and do it, he was just pushing it off, but not again that he was lying. Rashi says, lo es mashalo chayvuni, I'm not going to do that, I wasn't chayvuni based in. Ela ani ba'atzmi, ve'ein zu servanis, and this is not denying the charata, ela d'chia ba'amer, just pushing it, you know, kicking the can down the road. Adru'a kamei d'rav avin, they came back and they brought this to Rav Avin, is you know about what he says? Amalu, he says, I know nami be based in Amri. I also said this din is only where it's in Bezdin. They made him swear. It's my nami. We also stated that Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Allah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hayachayev lechaveru shavua be Bezdin. If someone was chayev by the Bezdin to go ahead and to machen a shavua. Bezdin says, you got to swear to your friend. V'amr, and he says, Nishpati. He says, yeah, I swear already. V'edim edim osu shalom nishpati. Edim come, they testify. No, you didn't. Hochsa kafran losu shvua is a kofar for that particular shvua. Amr avasi, amr av yochanan. Hamotzi shtar chov b'shok. You find the shtar chov out in the street. You know, machan ha'amish in the shuk. You find the shtar chov there. V'kosabu henpik, and there's henpik, this is certified by Bezdin. V'kosabu zmano bobayom, and the zman was on that particular day, right? That's the day it was found, on that day. It says, Aleph Adar, and then you see today, it's Aleph Adar, yechzir lebaylam, you can go and return it to the baylam, go give it back to the creditor, the malva. Now, imishum, why is there no issue? Because imishum kasav luvos olava, that maybe it was written to be lent, but it wasn't yet lent. Ha kasav hempik, we have a hempik on it, which is showing that we're good. And imishum peron, if you want to say it's paid back, maybe, no, it's already paid off, so you can't return it. Lepriya bas yom alechashin, we're not worried about the fact that it was returned on the day that the shtar was actually written. That wouldn't really make so much sense. Amalei Ravzer Ravasi, me Amar Rav Yochanan. Does Rav Yochanan really say that we're not worried about the fact that it's going to be written on that day, that it's going to be paid back? Me Amar Ha'atu the Amar to Mishmei the Rav Yochanan. You said the name of Yochanan Shtar Shalavabo Pro. Let's say you have the Shtar that was used to borrow, and then he paid it back whatever he borrowed. So I say to you, you know, come a hundi, $100, and then we write up a Shtar. And then I'm going to do it, and then I pay it back. Einu chozer v'lo v'kinko, and then borrow again with the same shtar. Shekvar nimcha shibudo. That was the shibud is now, the lien is already machled. Now, emas. When exactly did the second loan happen? Ilei mele machar uliyom machara. If you want to say, the next one, if you want to say it's the day after, or the day after that, but on the actual day that it's written, the my area shekfar nimchol shibudo. Why did you write that it's no good because the second loan is because the first one was already done? Typically, the havali muktam. Just say this is called a shtar muktam. It was written before. Utanam, we learned in the Mishnah, shtari chov mukdamim psulin. That even note of chov that was predated is going to be no good. El alav must be, we're talking about a case, biyome, that the second loan was on that particular day. And Alma, and what do we see over here? That Parian should be on me. People actually do pay on that very day, because otherwise, how are you going to get a case where there's going to be another one on that very day and it's not going to be a shtar muktam? So, what's pshat with Rav Yochanan that he mattered giving back this thing that's on that day? If we know maybe it was already paid and therefore they're going to pull shticky trick, tricky shticky. Amalei says back, Mika Amina lo pari klal. Did I say that Rav Yochanan would say that people never repay on that same day? No, I said, it's a little shchicha in the parabiyamik kamina. I'm just saying it's not common. It's an unusual thing for that such a thing to happen. So therefore, if you have something that's found on that day, that it was, you know, that's what it was. I forgot what I said before. I'll say Adar. You should go and return it because you don't have to be worried that maybe it was repaid. It could, but maybe it was. But Rav Yochanan has to tell us. Rav Yochanan was telling us that it is it's no good to use this note on the occurrence that it could happen that it was maybe paid on the actual same day that it was written. Rashi says that the lo shchiach inche the par biyomid to come. You know, hilchach lo cheshinon lemidi. We're not worried about this. The lo shchiach is not normal. V'is is rami. If the attack does happen, then who's lomber the in choshev lova? You couldn't go ahead and use it again if it was actually paid off in that day. Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said kishechayev moda. We're talking about a case. The chayev, the debtor, is saying that yeah, it wasn't yet paid back. Says Gemara, Ihachi, that's really true. The Mailamimra, what it was, what's the chiddush over here? He's saying that he owes it. So why would I say that you shouldn't go return it? Says Gemara, the tema hai mifra pari. Really, it was already paid. V'hai deka amar lo paras. I didn't pay it. V'shum deka boi mehadel mizvei be zimna achrita. He wants to go ahead and use it again another time. Liv shite the safra chayish. And he's really worried about the additional money that is going to be caused to pay by the sofer to rent a new one. And if so, you can't go return it to either of them because it's maybe not really a good star anymore. Kamash Mila, and therefore comes to teach you that we're not worried about that's going to happen. Dim Kane, if that's the case, Malva Gufe Lo Shavak, right? It was already paid up. The lender himself wouldn't allow this debtor to reuse it a second time because Savar, the Malva is going to think that Shame Be Rabbanon, the Umafsadile, the rabbis are going to hear about this, about Shame Be, about me, that I reused the star, it was no good. I'm going to end up going and losing out. The Malva is worried that it's going to be end up to be puzzle. He's not able to get anything from it, so therefore it's not going to happen. Says the Gemara, my shtomi held the town. Why is this any different from the mission we saw earlier in your base? My base, Moshe Sharechov. Someone found a Sharechov. Emis from Mechayis Nechasim Loyachsev. This is Chayim Nechasim. Don't return it. Vokinu, we set that up. Kishachayev Moda. It's where he was admitting to the fact that it wasn't paid him. Mishum Shemakasov Luvos. But Nisam Velolov Tishrei. He's going to write that Nisam is only going to give the money in Tishrei. Vasa Lizav Lekuchas Nisam Tishrei. Look at them. They're going to go and take it. Shalok Eden. Velo Amrinam. We didn't say that nothing bad is going to happen from that. To M. Cain, if it's true that the Lova didn't borrow on the date that he says, the Malva Gufe Lo Shavik, the lender wouldn't allow them to be using this predated shtar here. The Amar Lei, he's going to say Ksof Shtar Achrina B'Tishrei, write another one in Tishrei. The Dilma Shamir Abanan. Because other than that, then people are going to hear that, you know, I give a predated shtar, and it's going to make me lose out. So now the Gemara is saying here, the what's pshat of Yilchon is saying that a malve will stop the lova from using it, and we don't say that he's going to stop him from using a predated note. And for the Gemara, Amri, Hasam over there in the Mishnah, were worried that the malve is going to agree to accept this predated note, because he's going to gain from it. The Qatar of the Kuchos means about Tishrei. He can go and use it to get from the Lukuchos from Nisan until Tishrei. And therefore, it's going to be good for him, even though this is a lie. And therefore, he's not going to say to the Lova anything, because he doesn't want to, you know, he wants to get the shtick that he could pull off. So a note whose date comes before the date of when it was found is not able to be returned. Hacha over here in the case of where Yochanan said that we're not worried that the Malva is going to accept this note. Kaven to Leslie Rafa, because he's not gaining anything from it. The Sof Shtara Indexiv, because at the end of the day, it was a Shtara was written right now on the day of the second loan. My Ika the Qatar of Lukuchos. And what can he collect from the Lukuchos? Something that he was not able to get with a new one on that day. B'shtar shen nimchal shibudo lo shavik. So therefore, kum t'choisten, the malve is not going to allow the lova to reuse this note when the lien is no longer good because he's worried that he's going to lose out. And for that, Rav Yochanan is saying that this note that's dating the day of when it was found can be returned if the lova is masking that it wasn't yet paid. Again, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hatoin Achar Maisa Bezdin. Rashi explains right away in the bottom, Hatoin Achar Maisa Bezdin, Davar Shehu Tanai Bezdin, something which is a Tanai Bezdin, Kigong Ksuba, Ksuba is a Tanai Bezdin, Umazon Ishan, giving food to the wife, Vabana to the daughters, Hatoin, V'amr prati. Someone says, I paid. Shalob Edom. Then in front of Edom, lo amr klum. This guy did not say nothing. So I told him, achar ma'isa beizdin. Beep, turn the page. It's on my base. Lo amr klum, he said nothing. My time. Kol ma'isa beizdin. Kama denok ashtar bidei dami. Beizdin basically came along and said that this guy's got to go. He's got to pay. And there's no Edom over here that's going on. And he comes in. He says, all right, yeah, no, I'm good. I paid already. Sorry, man, you didn't say anything, because any kol ma'isa beizdin, any time you have somebody coming out of beizdin telling us to do it, it's like someone who has a shtar in his hand that's saying he's going to be chayv to do it. You can't get out of it by just saying, yeah, I did it. Sorry, man, nothing doing over there. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Amar Lei Reb Chia Bar Abba Le Reb Yochanan, V'lo Mishta Senu Izu, isn't this our Mishta? Hotzi a get, if a woman gives it, shows a get, Ve'ini Moksuba, but there's no Ksuba with it, Govik Suba, so she could still get her Ksuba, even though the husband's saying that he already paid it. So Reb Yochanan, his din, that someone can't taina that he paid an obligation of the Beis, and we already taught this in a Mishta. So why are you teaching us the same idea? Amalei, ilav did loy lachaspa. If I didn't pick up for you a chaspa, a piece of pottery, lo mishkachas marganitza tuva. If I hadn't picked it up, you wouldn't have found that there was a marganitza tuva, this pearl that was underneath it. In other words, if I didn't teach it, you wouldn't have learned this out from the Mishnah. Rabbi, my marganitza, what exactly? What pearl did he teach over here that came out from here? What can you learn from this Mishnah? Dilma b'makom she'en kosim ksuba askin. And maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where they don't run any ksubas over there, but whatever, and therefore, and the get, hainu ksubasa, the get itself is considered like the ksuba. In other words, that's enough to know that she got it. If a makom she kosim ksuba, but in a place where actually do write the ksuba, inak ksuba gavya, if she has the ksuba, then she can go and get her money. And ilo, lo gavya, if not, then she can't go and get it. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't go and teach us that even where the malva doesn't bring out the shtar, the lova is not believed to say that he paid this already. So it says, Gemara, hadar amar abaye, then Abaye says, lav milsi hidamri. I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing. We actually can learn it from the Mishnah. These hakadayt of makom she'ain kosimin ksubin eskin. That's what we're dealing with. Of makom she'kosim ksuba, the red ksuba in the kita b'ksuba b'gavia. If she's holding the ksuba, she can go and she can collect it. Lo gavia. If then she's not able to get it, then we have a problem, because almanim in the erison my gavia. What about an almana who's a widow from erison? What is she going to go and collect with? She was just in a state of erison. We only write the ksuba after nisuin, but still, we know that she gets this money over here, even when she's just in arusa. And for the Gemara, be'edim yisiz baal, with the witnesses to the husband's dying. Liton v'lema pratia. I'm sorry, with the witness of the husband. That's how, the fact that he died, that's how they get it. But the husband's, the yarshim could say, liton v'lema pratia. They can say, we already paid it off. Chite machinamin, if you want to say that Yoresh is believed to say that she was already paid, imkin mahu ilichacham takanasam. If that's true, then what did the chachamim gain by making their takana of having a ksuba for an heir, for a rus? This guy without any proof can go and say that it was paid off. No way. So rather, what do we say? He's not believed to go and say that. And we can learn that from the Mishnah, that one cannot claim without any raya that he paid anything of the court, even if the malvet doesn't bring out a shtar. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Mitten Sugya, continue with his God willing next time. Until then, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.